Well, it's a Thursday morning in, I think, either North or South Carolina this morning, as we are expecting a warm weather today. And we also have some advisories up for later on tonight, possibly for our area. So it's finally a kind of a little exciting weather day for Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, and good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory from 11 p.m. this evening until 10 a.m. Friday morning. Folks, this is not a nor'easter. This is a cold front. And the difference in pressure between, or I should say, ahead of the front and behind the front is kind of substantial. So that's why we have a lot of wind. And we'll have a mainly cloudy, windy, mild day today. 55 to 60. As the front gets closer tonight, strong gusty winds over 45 miles an hour at times, which could mean power outages and periods of rain. Now, the lows will be in the mid-40s. That's tomorrow's highs in the morning. Rain ends. Partly cloudy, windy. We'll begin falling. Probably get into the upper 30s by evening. Then on Saturday, sun and clouds and windy. There could be some passing snow showers in the afternoon. The highs 35 to 40, which is not terrible. And Sunday, sunny and windy, 35 to 40. By Monday, you're going to be back to 50 degrees with fair skies.
Now, will that 50-degree temperature hold through like a major portion of next week?
I doubt it. There's going to be more rain coming in Tuesday, Wednesday. Then it's going to get a little cooler. Then there's going to be another event on Friday. And then I think next weekend it'll get windy and much colder.
When you say event on Friday, that another rain event?
I'm not so sure it's just going to be rain.
All right, because, remember, next week, we have the Junior Nationals in all week long with at Satry Hill and also at Mohawk Mountain. But also next week on Saturday and Sunday, we have the Winter Weekend in Norfolk that is going on. So maybe that thing on Friday will give us a little winter look, maybe?
It's a possibility. Yeah, it's a possibility. You know as well as I do. A week out, forget it. Anything could happen. Storm could go south of us, give us snow and sleet, could go north of us, give us mixed precip, going to rain. This is the time of the year now, Marshall. You get late February into March when, it's just a potpourri of precipitation.
And you have been predicting with your long-range forecast, so you're going to have a busy March because you're predicting a pretty active March.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. Not at all. Not at all. But we shall see. I hope I'm dead wrong.
Well, I was looking forward to this morning when I got up and it was 42 degrees, a lot different than just 4 or 5 days ago.
Isn't that nice? Isn't it nice? Yeah. What a difference. What a difference 25 degrees make.
Now, the rain that's coming in, is it going to be a heavy rain? Or are we going to get a lot of additional muck out of this and mud?
Some of the rain will be moderately heavy. We're thinking along the lines that we'll get about a half to three quarters of an inch. And in my opinion, that is enough to get some muck. No doubt about it.
And when do you think that the steady rain will start?
I think that would come after midnight.
Okay, so today's kind of a clear day then?
Well, not clear. I mean, it's cloudy. It's cloudy. But we don't have any precip.
Yeah. Right. So people can get out there and actually enjoy the warmer temperature.
Yeah. Again, the wind's going to start kicking up, so that's going to be a big negative. You have everything, right?
Yeah. That's exactly right. And I guess with the type of winter we've had so far, any significant wind could once again bring down trees and some power lines.
That's the biggest problem. That's the biggest negative with this front, that there could be power outages again. So you have to be prepared for that.
All right. I haven't watched, even though I've been home. I haven't watched that many movies this week. Have you had a chance to purview any more movies?
I have to tell you, I have not, Marshall. It's funny, but I have not. I had the HVACA man here yesterday. He'll be back again today. So I've been, up and down, following him around. Because I'm trying to switch around baseboards in one of the bedrooms. So I have a feeling my afternoon will be tied up with him again today.
And, of course, you're working on your own movie.
Yeah, that's just about finished. I mean, I did two copies yesterday, but I have about 8 more copies to make, and it's kind of tedious because it's not that easy putting them on a thumb drive. There's several steps, so I got to go through the whole thing, and again with distractions, it doesn't work.
No, that's the worst thing that I find, and that's because once you get distracted, it takes a whole lot of more energy to get back into it.
Exactly. Yeah. Where did I leave off? What did I do? Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, let's recap our forecast again.
Well, okay. So today's just cloudy and windy, 55 to 60. Now tonight, winds over 45 miles an hour with periods of rain, mid 40s. The rain ends tomorrow morning, partly cloudy and windy, the mid 40s falling. There could be a couple of passing snow showers Saturday, 35 to 40. Sunny, windy Sunday, highs again, Marshall, 35 to 40.
All right, TGIF. Hopefully, I'll see you tomorrow morning, and we'll see what the updated forecast looks like.
Okay, sounds good. You feel better.